Do you know of any insulting words that members of another race might use to refer to white people?
No, I don't. I guess there's some good, but there's not any around here.
Yeah. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
He got mad about it?
Yeah. Can you think of any other term, a stronger term that he might use? No. He might use and hit him mad? I mean,
most of them curse. I'm telling you, that can get real mad.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired, ready to go to bed.
Yeah, okay. The nurse at a high school would send a girl home early because she did what at school? Or if a little boy smoked 3 cigars, one right after the other, he would what?
Broke the rules, I should say.
Well, yeah, but I mean, what would it do to him?
Well, I imagine he would either have to stay in or they'd get a little whipping woman.
Well, I know, I'm not talking about his punishment, though. All right, say I got pneumonia, and what would you say about me? What would you say?
Unless you be a sick person.
Yeah, okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick. What?
His stomach.
That's what I want. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Well, when I'm married, they fill me full of rice.
They call a celebration anything in particular?
Yeah, I reckon we did. We heard it and got out of the way from the bunches. Yeah. Waiting to have everything in the world. Imagine we were tied under my car and looked at the thing and wrote on it in chalk. I like never got it off.
Yeah.
Just married, Thomas Brown.
Yeah. What do you call a hobgoblin to threaten children with? You might say to a child, you better behave or blank will get you.
Don't I whoop you, I guess.
What, you wouldn't think of anything particular thing you'd say? If you were saying to him, you better behave or something will get you, what would you say would get him?
A boogerman or something.
Boogerman, that's what I'm looking for. You. If a friend knocked on your front door on Christmas morning, how would you greet that friend?
Merry Christmas.
If you have a very heavy suitcase, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what? This is very far.
Go very far with it.
All right. What would be the term you'd use with respect to how you, what would you do with a suitcase if you had to go with it? If you were going to get it from one place to the other, what would you do with it?
Just have to tote it as far as you could.
Tote it, okay. What do you call an animal with a very hard shell that lives in the water that can draw its four legs and head in?
Turtle. Taffy.
What do you call a similar animal that lives on land?
An old taffy I've seen in.
Yeah. What do you call the insides of a hog that you can eat?
Well, they
liver, the light, the heart, and the chitlins.
Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yeah.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
Okay.